who has to follow mental hygiene law, section 3313. This law applies to what it calls a facility. So what is a facility? A facility is a behavioral health provider that's licensed, operated, contracted, or funded by OMH, the Office of Mental Health, and or OPWDD, the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities. So any type of provider that is either gets their licensing from one of those offices, they're operated by one of those offices, they have a contract with them, or they receive funding, will fall within the purview of Mental Hygiene Law Section 3313 because they will meet the definition of a facility. A facility may also be a hospital that's providing psychiatric care. That's because that hospital is licensed under Mental Hygiene Law Article 31. So they're licensed by the Office of Mental Health. And a facility also could be a part of a hospital. So there are hospitals, as we mentioned earlier on, are licensed by the New York State Public Health Law Article 28. However, some hospitals have sections, a ward, a wing, or unit that are solely operating to deliver behavioral health care. Those sections are probably likely licensed by the Office of Mental Health. So it wouldn't be the entire hospital that would be considered a facility, but that particular ward, wing, or unit that's delivering the behavioral health care. And Section 3313 requires facilities to keep, quote, clinical records confidential, and they're only allowed to share it as permitted by the mental hygiene law. So again, we're seeing some differences in the language that these state laws use to describe the information that they protect. The public health law talks about patient information, and we see in mental hygiene law, they talk about clinical records.